everybody. This is Melody Schumann. Thank you for attending this month's Members Solutions teleconference. Our topic today is back-to-school ideas. We're going to begin here in approximately 2 minutes. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to jump on the line. Who do we have on the line so far?
Hey, Melody. It's Mark.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Good. What's happening?
Good. You recuperating from your trip?
Recuperating from my trip.
Good to hear. Who else do we have on the line today?
Carlita Sharp from Aikido Kids.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Chris Willman from Willman Karate Club.
Hello, Mr. Willman. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Hey, Melody, it's John. We spoke on the phone yesterday.
Yes, how you doing, John?
Good.
How was all that material I sent you?
I had some opportunities to implement your ideas as far as trying to get trials on the phone, and I've had 4 opportunities, and all 4 of them are coming in.
Perfect. Now what we need to do is just see if you can't use that evaluation to get them all enrolled.
Right.
So keep posted on that, please. Just go ahead and reply to the email, each person you have utilizing that pre-evaluation, and let me know how it's working for you. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can shoot me over an email, too. That's good to hear. Who else do we have joining us today?
This is Joe Sherwood, MLK Self-Defense Academy.
Hi, Mr. Sherwood. Thank you for joining us. Okay, we're going to begin here shortly in approximately 1 minute. Thank you, everybody, for joining this month's Member Solutions teleconference. My name is Melody Schumann. The topic we're going to be talking about today is back-to-school ideas. Hopefully, you'll get a lot of information out of this teleconference. If you have your report, feel free to print it out or post it on your computer so you can follow along. If you do not have the report, feel free to shoot me over an email and we'll send it over to you, or of course you can send your Member Solutions representative an email and they can send it over to you as well. Okay, we're going to go ahead and begin here. If everybody wouldn't mind putting their phone on mute, or I believe it's *6 or #6, to mute your phone so that we can go ahead and quickly review the report. And then, of course, we're going to open it up for any kind of questions you have. During the time where I'm talking about the back-to-school ideas from the report that we sent you a couple weeks ago, if you have any questions, write them down. That way you don't forget them when we come up to the question and answer time. So let's go ahead and begin. Back-to-school time is here. It's here in my area. Actually, back-to-school started last week. And I'm sure everybody is very excited about this back-to-school year. The summertime is always a very tough time when you lose students to take summer breaks, and a lot of people are on vacation, not necessarily wanting to participate in additional activities during the summer. So back-to-school time is one of the most successful seasons of the year for most martial arts school owners, and they really capitalize on a lot of the value and a lot of the traits that students build while they're training in martial arts right at the beginning of the school year. With that said, there's a lot of ways that we can work with the back-to-school season to help make the back-to-school season a very successful one, and for this month we jotted down several ideas that will help that work for you. So let's go ahead and get started. The first idea that I suggest, and I like doing this just more for the philanthropy part of it, but it definitely does build a lot of other opportunities by being involved with it, is back-to-school fundraiser for school supply drive. And what we do is we ask all of our students to donate school supplies. There's a lot of schools now that are increasing the requirements for what they need to bring to school. I mean, I'm talking about kids having to come home with a full page of requirements, school supply requirements, and not every single family can afford all those school supplies, especially when you're talking about families that have more than 2 or 3 kids. With that said, this is a perfect opportunity for all of us who have very, very successful schools and have students that are very generous to come together and help support those underprivileged children. So what we do is we ask all of our students to donate at least 5 school supply items, and for every 5 items they donate, we give them a ticket. And then, of course, we put the other ticket in the basket. And at the end of the actual school supply drive, we have a drawing, and we give out several different prizes. This year we're giving out stickers, keychains, headbands. You can get all kinds of really cool martial arts prizes through Century, through Asian World, through Tiger Claw, any one of those big product supply companies. Definitely check out their catalog, invest in some of their little products, and you can use those as prizes. Another thing that we're doing is we have a bulletin board hanging in our school, and for every ticket that we give out in a particular class, we put a little tick mark on that class. For example, our future kids, 3- and 4-year-old class, for every student who gets a ticket, we'll put a little tick mark, and then at the end of the actual school supply drive, whatever class has the most tick marks, we actually do a pizza party with that class. And another thing that we do is not only do we have a pizza party for that class, we give each one of the students 2 invitations to invite 2 of their friends outside of the school to come in for the pizza party. So it's kind of a win-win situation there. We're helping our community. We're helping underprivileged kids by giving them school supplies. We're able to provide another networking opportunity, social opportunity with all of our students. And then, of course, we're bringing in some outside students to see what our school is all about, meet our personality, see how much fun it is, and possibly get some enrollments that way. So here's how you can make it work besides the tickets. I recommend you contact your local PTA organization. This is not very easy at first if you're not already in a networking community with people involved in the school system. So it may take you a while to build up this kind of networking relationship. But talk with your parents. Talk with, if you have any parents that are teachers, find out who's in charge of the PTA, get their contact information, then give them a call and let them know. You have a martial arts school, let them know how many families are involved in your martial arts school, and explain to them what you're doing as far as the school supply drive. See if they're interested. If they are, set up a date where the actual PTA representative comes in and you make the formal donation, take a picture of it, write a press release, and then send it out to everybody on your media list. I'm always talking about media lists. If you don't have a media list, now is the time to do so. Very simple. All you do is you take all of your local newspaper publications, open up the front page, look for the editor's name and email address, and, of course, if you want to do the contact phone number and mailing address, that's good as well, and try to collect as many different people in all the local areas of media, not just newspaper, also in TV and also in radio. And every single time you do something that's good for the community, let them know. Because that's what media is always looking for. They're always doing great stories on people who are helping out the community. So this is another really good story, especially if you're collecting lots of school supplies. And at one time several years ago when I was running my other 4 schools, we collected something outrageous, like 50 boxes of school supplies, and made formal donations to a lot of the local elementary schools. And the response was phenomenal. It was really cool that we were able to help out that many kids. But most importantly, it was really cool to see all my students participate and be so generous, because we're teaching our students a lot about philanthropy. So it's not just about kicking and punching. It's also about caring and sharing. So definitely recommend you take advantage of that if you have the opportunity to do so. If not this year, then try to start it next year. Here's another idea. Donate free passes, book covers, and bookmarks to the local schools. Once you're in with the local PTA, let them know, hey, we still want to help out beyond just the school supplies. How about if we have book covers made? How about if we have bookmarks made, pens, pencils? How about if we donate a variety of different free passes for underprivileged children? Let's work with you to try to help out your school the best way possible, because that's what the PTA job is. It's all about. They're supposed to help the school, raise money, raise funds, help the underprivileged students in that particular school. We as martial arts educators and school leaders are in a perfect opportunity to help them get their job done more effectively. So don't be afraid to contact people and make donations. Remember, every time you donate book covers, bookmarkers, that's just more of your name and your school getting exposure in your particular area. And if you've listened to my guerrilla marketing teleconference in the past, the 10-time rule definitely makes a tremendous difference. It usually takes the average person to hear about your business 10 times before they actually come in and take advantage of it. And I'm saying that more and more every day when I have new prospects come through the door and I say, how did you hear about us? Well, I got a flyer in the mail. However, I did get a flyer on my car. I know a couple of people at my school who've been talking about you. I saw your ad in a newspaper, and I saw your truck driving around with your logo on the back. And I was like, oh, okay. So it does. It's not just they see your truck and then they follow your truck to the school, or they get a flyer in their car and they come in. Usually it takes a variety of different times them hearing and seeing about your school before they go in and try to check it out and jump on a trial program. So keep that in mind. The school supplies is a perfect way to get a little bit more recognition. Here's another idea. Get involved with school talks and demonstrations at your local schools. I think the majority of us are really starting to get to the point where we feel very comfortable going into the school and talking. If you are not, contact me privately. I would be more than happy to share with you a video clip of one of my school talks. It's called the Yes, I Can speech. I also provided you with this report, a letter, that all you have to do is just print out, hand them out to all your students. They bring them to their teacher. And the letter just says that we're martial artists in the area. We understand about having a positive attitude and how important that is for children today. We are considered role models in most children's eyes. So allow us to take advantage of that situation by coming into your school and talking to them about saying no to drugs, avoiding bullying, having a positive attitude, having a safe, healthy attitude, all those things. And let them know it's not about us coming in and doing martial arts, because I don't do any martial arts except for a couple of board breaks. And teachers really appreciate people taking the time out of their busy schedule to come in and positively influence their kids. Nowadays, some school systems, it's very, very, very hard to get into. If you're having a hard time getting into your particular school system in your area, contact me privately, and I'll work with you to try to find a way to get in. There's a lot of little backdoor ideas, and we can go over those again after the lecture, of course. But again, make sure you get involved with those. I do, I would say, at least 30 to 40 Yes, I Can speech talk a year. At one point, I did 80 in 1 year. As a matter of fact, at one point, I had a principal at a middle school call me at the beginning of the year and book me for their career day in May. And I did the entire day where I did my Yes, I Can speech throughout the day, because it had such a positive influence on all those students. So school talks are very important. Again, if you're having a hard time getting in, or you don't know what to do once you get in with school talks, just call me, contact me privately, book a 20-minute consultation through your member solutions representative, and I'd be more than happy to work with you to get you into those schools. But not just for school talks, but also for demonstrations as well. We've done demonstrations at awards nights where they give out honor rolls and all kinds of prizes and awards and recognitions. We've done demonstrations at talent shows, at the carnivals. Any time that I can go into a school and get in front of a large amount of students, I'm going to take advantage of that opportunity, because I understand the 10-time rule applies. Of course, remember, preparation is the key. If you are going to go in and do a demonstration, give it all you got. If you put half effort into it, it may not have the same results. Even if you put full effort into it and you don't get any particular students coming into your school because of that demonstration, doesn't mean that it's not any good and doesn't mean that it's not worth it. Again, like I'm saying, you're going to hear me say it all the time, the 10-time rule applies. So maybe Johnny saw you come in and do a school talk, or Johnny saw you do a demonstration at their talent show, and they loved it, and they went home and they told their mom, Mom, I want to take karate. My friend Billy, he does it at the school. I saw the teacher. They're really cool. I want to do it. Mom says, okay, well, not right now. She may have a busy schedule, but it already planted the seed. So maybe somewhere down the road, if they get a direct mail piece, or if you're running some kind of marketing special and they see it in the newspaper, they'll take advantage. So you got to remember that these are all very good opportunities to plant the seeds, even if you don't get an immediate response from it. Also, I tell you honestly, doing school talks to me is so rewarding. It's just a lot of fun. I have a really good time. Every time I walk out of a classroom, I feel so good about myself, because I feel like I positively influence those students. Of course, every time I walk into the classroom, I'm a little bit nervous, because you always want to know how they're going to reply or respond. But every time I leave, I always feel great, and I'm glad I did it. So just to let you guys know, if you are having anxieties to go in and speak, we all have, no matter how many times we do a school talk, it just kind of natural, but when you leave, you always feel really good. Here's another idea, idea number 4, offer a back-to-school special. I'm sure we're all doing that already, of course, but it's very important to offer a back-to-school special, just because this is the time where parents are starting to shop around. We've noticed just in the last 2 weeks since school started that our telephone inquiries and our trial programs have gone up 50%. 50% from the summertime. And the reason why is because parents want to put their kid, set them off on the school year with the right foot. They're thinking, how am I going to get my students to stay focused in school? How am I going to get my students to stay disciplined at school? How am I going to get my student to avoid hanging around with a bad crowd? Or what if I do if my child is picked on by bullies? All these little anxieties parents are having about their kids starting a new year, and where are they going to turn to find answers to all these questions? Well, martial arts is a no-brainer. I mean, where else can you put your child in that is almost a guarantee it's going to increase their focus, increase their confidence, increase their discipline? I mean, we all know martial arts is that perfect package. So capitalize on the interest that people have right now at the back-to-school time and offer some kind of back-to-school special. Our back-to-school special right now is a $99 quick start. So we waive the down payment of the uniform and the registration fee. All they have to do is pay $99 down. They go into our beginner goal-based program, and they can start right away. It's working fantastic at our school, and when we're done with the lecture, if you're wanting to share what you're doing for your back-to-school special, we'd love to hear all the different ideas that you guys are using. So having a back-to-school special is very important. Of course, you can't just say, okay, well, our special is going to be $99 quick start, and then sit there and wait for the phone to ring. You got to have a really good marketing plan. Right now, our marketing plan includes two newspaper advertisements. We have postcards that are done four-color front and back that we're actually passing out in high-traffic areas. We're putting them on all the cars and all the local shopping centers in our area. We're doing a direct mail piece. We're having a buddy week next week. We are having a back-to-school beach day next week for teachers, and that's actually idea number 5, so I'm going to skip over that real quick. We're also doing a referral contest right now, where every single student who brings in a referral, they get a $250 coupon book. So it's 5 coupons for $50 that they can use at our school. So that's our referral program, and we're tying it in with an open house that we're having on September 10th, where we're going to have food, refreshments, a bounce house, demonstrations, bully buster seminar, self-defense course. Basically, what we told all of our students is that it's one big party on September 10th, and they need to bring their friends. So what we did is we also created these really nice invitations for them to give to all their friends that has all the schedule of events for our open house, and it also has a spot for their friend to sign a waiver. That way we can collect all their information and then follow up on them. If they don't join on our open house day, at least we could still do some follow-ups and maybe get them somewhere down the road. If you're interested in seeing my open house postcard that we're using right now for marketing, or you're interested in seeing my open house invitation that we're using for the back-to-school time, just go ahead and shoot me over an email. My email address, of course, if you don't have it, is Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at ubuild.com. And I'd be more than happy to share with you both of those pieces just to give you an idea of what you can do for the back-to-school time. But the $99 quick start right now is drumming up a lot of business for us. We're 100% enrollment, knock on wood, from everybody who does our trial program, who goes into an enrollment, and that $99 quick start just really helps seal the deal. So definitely make sure that you have some kind of special going on right now to take advantage of all the interest that people have. But not only do you need to have a special, you need to get the word out that you do have that special. Because you can't just sit there and wait by the phone. You're going to get limited results. I always recommend 10 different things that you're running simultaneously. Just off the top of my head that I listed out, I just listed out 8 ideas that we're doing. Of course, if you're adding in school talks and demonstrations and things like that, that brings my guerrilla marketing plan up to 10 different ideas. So hopefully you wrote all those down. If I talk too fast, shoot me over an email again. Like I said, I'll share those with you. And, of course, this teleconference will be available on the Member Solutions website shortly, so you can always go back and use it for reference as well. Going on to the next one, idea number 5, host a back-to-school picnic for your students, teachers, and classmates. I'm at the point right now where I really am totally in my element, stepping into this new school since March. I really have this whole new outlook on my students. I adore them. I think they're all super cool. I think they're all super special. Everybody's been going into school and talking about how great their teachers are. And me personally, I want to meet them. I want to know who's influencing my students, because I almost look at them as like my kids too, or my second family. And I want to know what the teachers are like, how they're influencing them. And then, of course, I also want the teachers to meet me. Because when my students are at school and they're doing fantastic and the teacher's saying, you know, your child's the only one in class who says yes, ma'am, all the time. Where did he get it from? He got it from martial arts. He got it from me. And I want the teachers to meet me so that I can, she can invite me into her class. I can speak with her class, maybe have a more positive influence on the other students, and possibly even enroll more students. So we're actually doing a beach day next week, where we're inviting all the students, their teachers, family, and everybody to the beach. We're going to hang out, play games, play volleyball, all that fun stuff. It gives me a really good opportunity, again, like I said, to meet the teacher, create, expand my networking community, and at the same time, have fun, because that's what it's all about, is having a good time. And as long as your students have activities with you where they can hang out with you, they're having a good time, they feel like they're part of a second family, you'll keep them forever. And it really hit home on Monday when one of my parents came in and said, I have a great idea. I think that every month you should have one event where we're all hanging out. We could do a beach day. We could do a picnic day. And I was just kind of laughing underneath my breath because that's something that we've always done in the past. And I haven't jumped into that portion of the martial arts business yet since we're a new school. But just her coming up and saying, every month we should do something so that the students can socialize together, because I know Jackson will stay here forever if there's always social things going on because he's a little social butterfly. And it reminded me, yes, that's why we do our school picnics. That's why we do our ninja nights. That's why we do our summer camps. That's why we do everything that we do that doesn't necessarily is revolved around making money or getting enrollments. Although I always like to try to capitalize on that, it doesn't always have to be like that, because remember, all these events are all part of your retention concept. And you remember, marketing is not just advertising. It's networking, publicity, and customer service. And if you're doing a lot of networking things with your students, like picnics and beach days and things like that, that's all part of marketing. You're marketing to your internal customers to keep them at your school as well. And what better way than to invite their teachers into your whole circle of friends? So with that said, I just kind of gave you a crash course on some back-to-school ideas. Just really quickly, here's just another bonus idea that we're doing this year with our students is I go to the schools and I have lunch with my students, because I really want them to know that I care about them, and I like hanging out with my guys. They're all very, very, very cool. So you know when you announce opportunities where the parent comes up to you and says, you know what, Justin's not listening in school, he's not doing his homework, can you talk to him? Those are when I sit Justin down and I say, it's important that you do your homework because you're going to get a good education, all the benefits of homework. I don't need to cover those with you. But I'll make a deal with Justin. Tell you what, if you do your homework and you listen, you pay attention in school for the next 2 weeks, then I'll come to your school and bring you lunch. How's that sound? Right there, you can turn a kid, school year around just by making that offer. It's not even a bribe. It's an opportunity for him to stay focused, and the reward is your time, and that's the best gift that you can give to a child. And I've done this in the past so many times, and I tell you what, it's very cool. At one point in one of the schools, I had my own little table reserved, and I'd walk right in an office, everybody knew who I was, sign my name in, go into the cafeteria, and there's my student waiting for me. And I tell you what, that student is the most popular student that day, because all their friends are coming over and wondering, who's this person who's eating lunch with them? That's really cool. I get to meet all of his friends. And of course, the most important thing is, I get to spend 20 minutes with that student outside of the dojo and really get to see their personality and get to see them in a different light without the yes, sir, and the yes, ma'am, and all the things that protocol that go on within the martial arts school. Stepping outside the martial arts school and having some social time is really important. It's very, very, very rewarding. And every time I leave a school after having lunch with a kid, I'm on cloud nine. It's one of the best feelings I've ever had. Just because I know that I made that kid's day. And the parents will agree. They'll say, all Justin talked about is how you're going to go to school with him and have lunch with him on Friday. And then after Friday, all Justin talked about is how you went and had lunch with him. He's telling everybody. I think that's great. The teachers think it's great. It's just such a really good idea. So if you have time during the day, start taking advantage of all those opportunities to really help your students set goals and accomplish them. Grades, behavior, doing their homework, even if they get straight A's. Tell you what, anybody who gets straight A's this semester, I'm going to go to their school and have lunch with you. You know, that may give them that extra little push that they need in order to do well at school. And it's not necessarily a bribe because you're not buying them anything. You're giving them your time. So it's a wonderful gift. Just go ahead and moving on. At the end of the report that I sent you on back-to-school ideas, there is a letter, a sample letter that you can use to get teachers to bring you into the school for the Yes, I Can speech. I even included the outline of the Yes, I Can speech, and I even have a video clip of that as well. So if you want to have access to the video clip, go ahead and shoot me over an email. I'd be more than happy to set that up for you so that you can take a look at it. And, of course, if there's anything else that I mentioned during this back-to-school report that you'd like to hear a little bit more on, remember that through your Member Solutions membership, you guys get 20-minute consultations free of charge. This is something that is that Member Solutions has provided to you as a way to help you grow. So definitely take advantage of that and take advantage of emails. If you ever have any questions, I am here to help you. I've been in that boat before, being a new school owner, not knowing what to do and trying to just roll my dice and take chances. Of course, I'm still taking chances, but I'm getting a little bit smarter about my chances. But, again, networking is very important to the success of a school. If you are networking, it can make a tremendous difference. Don't try to tackle everything on your own. Talk to other people. Brainstorm some ideas. You never know. One little idea can make a world of difference. So I know I'm going on and on, but please take advantage of those 20-minute consultations if you haven't already. They're definitely worth the time and effort. So with that said, let's go ahead and open up the floor for any questions that you have pertaining to back-to-school ideas or maybe even suggestions or ideas. Who's doing back-to-school specials? What are your results? So I'm just going to open up the floor and let somebody take it and run with it.
Hello, Melody. This is Chuck Crone.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, something that I have gotten really super response on, better than any advertising I've ever done, every year, and that is sending flyers home through the school system, which has already been beat to death many times over. But if you can get into the school systems, what I do is I have all the flyers made up. I break it down into groups of 25. So when I take it in, all they've got to do is put it right in the teacher's mailboxes. All the work's done for them except for that part. And it goes home with every kid in the beginning of the school. And I send out about 8,000 flyers in two different school districts. And last year I got somewhere around 35 new students just from the one school district with those flyers.
Now, how did you get the people or the principal or the school administrator to actually allow you to put those flyers in the teacher's box?
Good question. That is where those township parks and rec building or parks and recs programs are very important to get involved with, because if you get involved with a parks and rec, you not only have another avenue of income, but you now fall under a nonprofit organization. You get all kinds of free advertising. Plus, the township you're in, the elementary schools that are in that township, that allows, gives you kind of like a step in the door.
So let's say that I am a part of a rec center, a township rec center. Would I just call, cold call a local elementary school, tell them who I am and that I'm part of the local rec center program and I'd like to give them some flyers to hand out to the students? Is it that easy?
I would say sometimes it could be, but I would not approach it that way. First, I would go through the township, the person you're dealing with there.
Oh, okay.
And ask them, say, hey, I'd like to do some type of an after-school program for the elementary school in the area. Is there any way that you can set this up through your, you know, through the township to have this happen? And if they will, if, you know, if they're a person that's going to do this for you, they will do all the legwork. They'll set it up. And then it won't happen overnight. I have to fill out and request the school a year in advance.
Oh, okay.
So last year I requested to have my time at certain days of the week and certain times. I've got from time they end school, they get called to go to the bus or they get called to go to my Taekwondo class.
Gotcha.
So it may not happen overnight, but I'll tell you what, I've been doing this 5 years now, and it has opened up many, many doors for me.
Very cool. Well, thank you for sharing with us,
sure.
Chuck. Appreciate it. Okay, other questions or other comments or suggestions? anybody else want to make any kind of comments, any kind of suggestions, or share with us their back-to-school ideas? Okay, one more opportunity. Let's see if does anybody want to take the floor. I know that in the past we've had problems with people getting unmuted from their system. Let's give one more chance. Does anybody have any questions, comments on the back-to-school ideas?
Hey, Melody, I got a question.
Okay, who's this?
This is John.
Hi, John.
Let me turn my phone down a little bit. How do you get all the time to do all of these things? Do you have in your staff or?
Great question. That's a very good question, John. My staff consists of 4 employees. Number one, my head instructor, who his primary job, his only job, is to run classes. And he meets with me for an hour a day, and we review the class planners for that day. We make sure that everything that we're doing is age-specific and results-driven. We take out drills that are unnecessary and add in drills that push the envelope. That's his only job, is worrying about the classroom floor. Then I have an office manager, and her primary job is anything internal that doesn't have to do with the floor. So she's in charge of enrollments, student tracking, internal customer service, answering the phone, confirming appointments, making flyers, things like that.
What was that position?
That's the office manager position. She also takes the role as a program director as well. Then I have, and this is the key element that a lot of schools don't have, and this is where we feel like we're juggling too many responsibilities, and this one can make a big difference in your school, is my PR director. And her job is everything external. So her job is to contact the local PTAs to get the school calendars so that we can have day camps on the days that schools are closed. Also set up demonstrations. She's the one who takes the scheduled appointments for the school speeches, calls and confirms them and sets them up. She's the one who contacts the media whenever we're doing any kind of community service event. She's the one who sets up all of our flyer days. She sets up all of our external marketing through the newspapers. She basically is in charge of anything external. And that's a key element. You know, for the longest time, myself, my program director, even my head instructor, we'd have staff meetings on a weekly basis. We'd talk about all the things that needed to get done, and then we'd maybe volunteer who was going to get something done. We'd delegate. I take this, you take that, you take that. Let's get it done. But then your regular day-to-day duties start to distract you, and then you forget about those things, or they become not so important because you're trying to focus so much on your regular day-to-day duties, whether it's teaching class or confirming enrollments and following up on those things. The little things like contacting PTA and contacting the media become not so important. So if you have one person whose primary duty is everything external and one person whose primary duty is everything internal not related to the deck, and at the same time have one person whose primary duty is just the training deck, that's the key to success. That little tripod right there is perfect for any martial arts school. And then, of course, you have assistant instructors who fall under the head instructor bracket that the head instructor is in charge of. Or you have an office assistant that your office manager is in charge of. I'm the 4th employee, of course, and basically what I am is the monkey in the middle who kind of delegates everybody and makes sure that everybody's getting their job done. But I tell you honestly, I don't foresee me expanding my staff anytime soon. We all 4 of us work so well together. We all know what we need to get done. If something on the floor isn't right, it's my head instructor that I go to. If something with the enrollments or the info calls, if our percentages are low from info calls to trial appointments and trial appointments to enrollments isn't right, I go to my office manager. If we're not getting any kind of PR, we're not doing any kind of external marketing, we're not getting any kind of networking communities set up with local businesses and local schools, I go directly to my PR director. So those 3 people I'm starting to see as the primary employees that you need to have at your school. Those are the ones that need to be paid. Everybody else can be on a volunteer basis or very small hourly basis. But even so, the PR director doesn't necessarily need to have that big salary like your head instructor and your office manager does. That PR director can have a small base salary and then make commissions on enrollments. There's many different ways that you can run it.
I'm in a teleconference.
So keep that in mind. And me just extending that question that you just asked, John, the bracket that I look at.
You're not knocking on the door, okay?
The bracket that I look at as far as pay-wise, my head instructor is my highest paid person in my school. My office manager is the second highest paid. Of course, she makes a lot of commissions on enrollment, so she can potentially make more than my head instructor, then my PR director. So that's the hierarchy. I want to make sure that the highest paid person is the one running the floor because that's your product. And if you don't have a good product, your office manager and your PR director have to work twice as hard to consistently bring people in and then, of course, consistently try to keep people from running out the back door. So with that said, I hope I answered your question there, John.
Yes, you did. I just have one question.
Sure.
I'm not in a very strong financial position to hire employees.
Okay.
But I do have a lot of parents of mine that I'm pretty close to and students. Their children have been students of mine for a couple of years now. But they are, they've always offered me, if you need any help, just let me know. I don't know how to, bring it up to them that, if they could help me with stuff or to try and delegate, because they all do have, both parents work, a lot of them have full-time jobs.
Well, that's a very good question. Yeah, anybody who asks you, let me know what I can do to help. Just maybe write down all the different little things you can do, things that you need as far as PR, as far as office management, as far as head instructor. Of course, parents can help on the head instructor part, but let's start with PR. You need a media list. You need to get all the calendars from all the local schools in the area. If you can get the school directories, that's your gold mine, which we actually got the school directories to three local private schools right now, and we're really capitalizing on that. So maybe write out all the different things that you need, and then each parent who says, let me know what I can do. You know what you can do? I need you to collect me a media list of all the local editors, reporters, producers, radio personalities in the area, get their name, their email address, possibly their mailing address and their phone number. And then every time we're doing something in the community that I want to notify the media, I'll just jot down what I want them to know. And if you can write up a little hook or a little press release for me, that would be fantastic. Or, of course, that's what I'm here for, too. I'm very good at writing press releases. So if you didn't know where to start, contact me. I can either send you sample press releases or I can help you write one. So one parent will be in charge of your media list. Have one parent in charge of collecting all the local school calendars. Have one parent in charge of contacting all the local PTA members to see what you can do as far as setting up external activities. Maybe have one parent help you build networking relationships to some of the local businesses in the area. Just off of the top of my head, some of the businesses that I found to be extremely beneficial to be in conjunction with, number one, which you never really would think of, is anybody who owns a day spa, a skincare therapy spa. I have somebody who owns a local skincare therapy place where she does facials and microdermabrasion to all the desperate housewives in our area. And they talk while they're doing facials, and she has a very high-end clientele. And the skincare therapist alone has brought in at least 12 students to our school that are at a higher-end clientele, which is perfect. A local dentist is somebody that you want to network with. That way you can put lead box there, maybe do flyers with them. Local attorney, anybody who's a local attorney, that way you can do some bartering if you have to, and, of course, you could put a lead box possibly in their location, and, of course, a local family restaurant that you can network with so that they can distribute flyers to their customers, and at the same time, any kind of little parties or events that you want to set up, you can set up at the local family restaurant. So those are just three ideas just off of the top of my head for a networking community. But you see what I mean? The more you break it down, the easier it is. I know there's so much out there, so many different things that you can be doing when you're martial arts school. You don't know where to start. That's where we come into place. Myself, Reshi Ali, with the Member Solutions Senior Consultants. So anytime you feel like you're just juggling too much and you need to do a little more delegation and you don't know where to start, that's when you call your Member Solutions representative, book a 20-minute consultation. Or, of course, you can email either one of us, and we'd be more than happy to help you at least get started on the right track.
Thanks, Melody.
You're very welcome. Other questions? Anybody have any other questions or suggestions or comments on their back-to-school success? No other questions, comments. Okay, then we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. I actually must have talked really, really fast. I apologize if I talk so fast going through the back-to-school ideas, you know. I just get so excited because I'm very passionate about all the ideas. You can tell when the ideas are working is when somebody's so passionate about them. Of course, this teleconference will be available on your Member Solutions website, so look for your email announcement for that coming up. Don't forget to email me and contact your Member Solutions representative and give them your feedback. Let them know what you think about these teleconferences. Is it working for you? Is it not working? What kind of ideas are you looking for in the future? And, again, thank you, everybody, who requested this back-to-school ideas one. A lot of people told me that's what they were looking for August, so that's why we posted this. Just to give you a heads up, what we have you on the line for next month is five ideas for the holidays. People want to get started on Halloween, Thanksgiving, and the winter holiday season with all the holidays that are coming up. So I did a step-by-step report on all the ideas that we're going to get started effective in September. So that will be our September teleconference. Planning is the key to success over the holiday season. And some people say the holiday season is the worst season for them. I can tell you the holiday season is the best time for me because I'm capitalizing on the spending spree that everybody is doing during that time, and I'm capitalizing on all the joy and all the social interaction that people are getting involved with during the holidays, and I'm right in the middle of it. And you can be in the middle of it, too, if you plan appropriately. So that's what next month's teleconference is going to be. So thank you, everybody, for joining me this month on the Member Solutions teleconference, and I look forward to hearing from you, your comments, suggestions, your feedback, your thoughts, and I also look forward to speaking with you guys next month. Hope everybody has a great week.
Thank you, Melody.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Too.